Well, hello everybody. It's been some time since I've done a podcast, but I've been on my website today and readjusting some of the prices. And I want to tell you a little bit more about why I'm doing this. So, as you know, I've been busy reevaluating a lot of things I've been involved in and the way that I live here at Bealtaine Cottage and clearing out a lot of space and redecorating and renovating. And I'm getting ready this afternoon to take an absolute car full of recycling up to the waste facility. I've been clearing the barn and trying to make space in there and trying to make better storage, and it just goes on and on. But I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, which is wonderful. Now, I've got a cup of tea here, so I must remember to actually drink it rather than leave it to go cold. So, over the past 3 years, the postal charges have gone up and up and up. Now, you know that I include posting worldwide on all of my books. I include that in the price, so you don't have to juggle about when you're ready to pay, you know, trying to work out what the postage is and can you afford that and is that too much. And so I really did try at the very beginning of publishing my first book to make it as simple as possible for you. And the postal charges have just soared. So, for example, posting now to the United States and Canada, well, it used to be, I think it was €5.50, so 5.5 euro. It's now €11. So it's actually doubled in price. Posting to Australia and New Zealand is now €13. And posting to Europe is €7.50, depends. And you know, I just thought it would be fairer for everyone if I just charged the one price and allowing people all over the world to have a sort of equality. But it's got out of control now. The postal charges have got out of control and they continue to rise. So I've made the decision for all further books, once I've literally posted the books I have, but in the future, it's probably going to be starting from 2025, perhaps sometime in 2025, once various books start to run out, because I keep a stock here in the cottage. As you know, I post, I inscribe them and I package them and I label them and I post them from my local post office. I really cannot see me being able to do that from the financial point of view in the future. It's been really difficult coming to this decision as well, because it just goes against the grain with me. But as I run out of various books, I will be uploading them to, I don't know what the sites are called. I will have to investigate all this and, you know, get a new format going. But they will no longer be available from Bealtaine Cottage. They will be available from an internet bookstore, should we say. I'm probably not using the right terms because I actually don't know anything about how this works. I am in the process of, you know, asking around and trying to find out what the process is. And presumably it's fairly simple. It should allow me also to reduce the cost of my books. Perhaps, I don't know. I'll have to have a look. But at the moment, and I have actually reduced my books, by the way, in price. I've dropped them all by, I think, a euro or two. And with the postal charges gone up, it's actually costing me in some cases to post the books. So, for the present, I will continue, as I have a stock of each book, I will continue to honour orders that come in and go through my usual work, which is to sign each book and package it and label it and post it from my local post office in the village of Ballyfarnham. Okay, well, that's the message I had to relay to you today. I am, as I said, in the process of clearing out a lot of stuff. And I came across something that I found here on the land. Now, I'll be including this in my next YouTube video. But I contacted the National Museum of Ireland about this particular artefact. And earlier on today, I had two visitors from the Museum of Ireland to collect the artefact and take it back to Dublin to do tests on it, to see, in fact, if it is an ancient piece or not. So, I'll be talking about that in the next video, but I'll also be doing a further podcast on this item as and when I find out more information. It could be a few weeks before those tests are completed, but I am feeling quite excited and fingers crossed it is an ancient artefact. Now, I have already told the museum, if it turns out to be an ancient artefact, I will donate it to the Museum of Ireland. Because I think anything that's valuable, that's found on the land, needs to stay with the land, in a way, for everyone to be able to see. So, we'll see. We'll see if this is ancient or not. But it is a rather unusual piece. And like I say, I sent photographs of it to the archaeologists working at the Museum of Ireland. And they were impressed enough to make a special visit up here today to collect the piece. And I had to sign all kinds of documents as well. So let's wait and see. Oh gosh, life can be very interesting at times. And even exciting. So, what time is it now? Just gone 1 o'clock. Well, the recycling centre closes between 1 and 2. And I was going to take it up there about an hour ago, but I felt a little bit tired from all the work that I've been doing in the barn over recent days. So I thought I'd just try to pace myself, you know. So I'm just going to leave that there. I hope that those of you who want to actually to buy an actual book from Beata na Cottage will feel free to be able to do that. I know it's coming up to that time of year when people buy each other gifts. And I will keep you updated with the quantity of books I have left. Like I say, this is how it has to be. I did actually talk with Mari over at the post office the other day, and Jenny was working there. And I felt almost like a traitor having to tell her, you know, that the actual postal charges had just got too high. And I don't even think it's particularly just here in Ireland. I think it's an issue worldwide. But such is life. We must amend our ways to suit the times that we're in, you know? Anyway, blessings to you all. And I'm going to try to do a more regular podcast on here because it's something that I do enjoy doing. I do enjoy actually speaking with you. So blessings to you all.